Chapter 1, Introduction. My father used to stop time, or at least that's what I believed when I was a kid. He became a black belt in both karate and taekwondo all the way back in the 1970s when martial arts was first introduced in Denmark. He always told me a lot of stories about training, and one of them stuck with me throughout my childhood. When he was at his peak, competing in full contact tournaments in his 20s, he could sometimes slow down time. I remember he said that every second seemed to last for 2 or 3 seconds, how his opponents looked like they were moving in slow motion when they attacked, giving him time to block and counter. I was training with him in the living room now and then, and was still waiting for the day when I was old enough to start in a real gym. I often wondered if I would ever reach that same magical moment that he talked about where time slowed down. Fast forward 20-something years. I had been on the road for 3 months and traveled east halfway around the globe. It was my second match in middleweight brown belt division at the 2011 Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu World Championships. I had won by advantages against a big guy from Mongolia in the first round, but now I was behind 5-0. My opponent was strong and in good shape. His bicep was pressing firmly down on my chin, pinning me in the side control position. The perfume in the detergent he had used to wash his gi caught my nose. I could feel every detail of the rough texture of the fabric on his sleeve that was tightly wrapped around my chin and neck. I noticed the skin on my forearm that was framing on his neck to keep the pressure of his weight off me. I had a golden brown tan from surfing in Hawaii, sailing in the Caribbean, and swimming in Bali. The little hairs were completely white, bleached by the sun and salt water. I looked up at the ceiling and wondered what the architect had thought when designing it. It was constructed as a metal framework of thousands of triangles. I was completely relaxed. The shouts from my coach Hobson, my friend Søren, and my fellow traveler Jonathan on the sideline faded away. The buzz of the thousands of people in the audience was merely a deep humming noise, like the sound of a deep bass drowning underwater. Everything had stopped. It felt like I was in a movie and someone just pressed pause. How did I get here? I was lying on some puzzle mats in California. Every single decision I'd made in my whole life had led me to that place, that moment. The room was enormous and I was on the floor in the middle of it. Thousands of eyes were focused on me. I could have been anywhere in the world. I was losing, on the bottom, and couldn't escape, but I was exactly where I wanted to be. I smiled to myself, almost laughed. Time stood still. I didn't care about what would happen. He might win the match, but he could never beat me. I was living my dream, traveling the world unhindered, completely free. Nothing could put me down. The play button was pressed again. My opponent took my back, and I tapped out to a bow and arrow choke. I laughed and shook his hand as I stood back up. I was out of the competition. Everything was perfect. Life couldn't be better.